music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and thank you for joining us on the show. This week, we are super excited to bring you our chat with celebrity personal trainer Paulette Siblis, who has over 15 years' experience in the fitness industry. Paulette has received a lot of praise for being the one to help Janet Jackson get back into killer shape after the birth of her son back in 2017. We also have some great music on the way from Loud Luxury, Anders, and Janet Jackson. But first, it's En Vogue from their Funky Divas album from 1992 with My Lovin', You're Never Gonna Get It on The Kelly Alexander Show. Ooh, bop, bop.
Gonna get
and Vogue with My Lovin' You're Never Gonna Get It on The Kelly Alexander Show. And that song was certified gold status and was also ranked by VH1 as one of the 100 greatest songs of the 90s, coming in at number 43. Hey, it's Kelly, and we are super excited to welcome to the program Janet Jackson's personal trainer, Paulette Siblis, who helped Janet get back into tip-top shape after the birth of her baby boy, Issa. Paulette, thank you so much for joining us on The Kelly Alexander Show. We are super excited to welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show for the first time certified personal trainer Paulette Siblis from London, England. Paulette has over 15 years of experience in the fitness industry and has been responsible for helping Janet Jackson get back into shape after having her son Issa, so she was ready to hit the road for her State of the World tour. Paulette, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's my pleasure. Really glad to be here. Thank you, Kelly.
So I want to start with you at the beginning. So I wanted to ask you, how did your journey in fitness start? Like, were you always a fit kid?
I was, actually. So I'm the youngest of four girls, and I was the tomboy. I think my dad, once he realized he was having a fourth girl, just thought, okay, I'm going to make this one as much a boy as possible. So I was always the tomboy. I was always the one out on my bike. So I really was, you know, as far back as I can remember from five, I was always out on my bike, always outside. So sport, keeping fit was kind of always part of my life. It really was.
How did you decide to become a personal trainer, and what were some of the steps that you had to take to get there?
So when I, as I said, I used to be a sprinter. So from about the age of 10, I joined an athletics club, and then through school and then through college, I was running for London, which is where I live. And then sort of into my adult years, I went into management as an operations manager. And it was really about fitness was always there. I was always training. And it was actually when I had my daughter, and I thought, you know what, this is something that I love. And once I became a mum, I thought I want to do something job-wise that I enjoy. So I just really took the steps to find out what it would become to become a personal trainer, but also a group exercise instructor. So I did that for a few years and qualified and went into it that way, really. And they say the rest is history. So it was really because I wanted to be a mum who was doing what she loved rather than just working and doing a job that I didn't really enjoy too much.
That's really interesting. So almost like, so you becoming a mom sort of spurned you on, I guess, to do what you'd love to be a good example for your daughter?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was a mom who raised my daughter on my own, and I think it's important for all moms. It's the toughest job in the world. And I just didn't want to be doing that job and doing a job which is paid that I didn't enjoy. Because for me, you know, when you're doing something that you don't enjoy, it's just daily stress, and I'm someone I don't like stress. Unnecessary stress. I think becoming a mum really kind of pushed me into doing what I want to do and what I enjoy doing.
I wanted to ask you, what would you say is the most challenging part of your job? Is it keeping your clients motivated? Because I know my sister, funny enough, is actually a personal trainer, and I know that sometimes she mentions that it's not the actual getting them or you know, doing the exercise, it's to keep them in their zone.
Yeah, I think the motivation and for me also the accountability, those are two things that are quite key with all of my clients. Is one, making sure that they are accountable, and two, making sure that they're motivated. And you have to do that in different ways, and different clients, you'll use different methods because everybody's very different. But I would say those are actually the two most, you know, keeping them accountable and keeping them motivated. I think they're important as a trainer that you do those.
Now, I follow you on all your social media, and one of the things that I've noticed is that if I understand things correctly, you actually can train people from afar, like you don't have to be in their city or whatever. How has that been working out for you? Like, is that extra challenging because you can't be beside them, you know, giving them the gears?
Well, it actually is, and people, online training is quite popular in America and Canada. In the UK, it's still kind of taking off. And so it is very motivating because the client is not there. You know, a lot of people hire a trainer because they want them there to motivate them. But I use techniques to hold my clients accountable. So they're probably more accountable to me when they train with me online than when they train with me one-on-one, because they train with me one-on-one, they may see me for an hour and then that's it. But throughout the day with my online clients, they'll hear from me often. And they also have to do homework for me as well. So I hold them accountable in many ways. And I get quite a lot of successes from that. I think people are quite surprised at the amount of accountability there is with me anyway, when it comes to their online training. But they do get the results. So it can be challenging, but it's also something I enjoy, because for me as a trainer, it's something that I had to develop a technique to not having someone there, but still making sure that they were getting the results. Because ultimately, people come to me and they want results.
Right, for sure. Now, I wanted to ask you, with regards to all of that, do you have a certain number in your brain or that you allow yourself to have as clients? Because I know it takes a lot of energy to manage one person, so I can't imagine trying to manage all these people.
Yeah, I never say that there's a number. I think as a trainer, you know, I am not one of those trainers who takes on lots and lots of clients. And I also don't use apps. And that's not to negate what anyone else does. I write my clients' programs from scratch. So I literally will sit there with pen and paper and work out their macros, work out their training, rather than inputting it in an app, which will just spit out a program. So for that reason, I want them to get the personal touch. I think if people come to train with me, whether it's online or one-on-one, they want to train with Paulette. They want that touch from me. So I don't take on a lot of clients. I'm quite selective who I take on. And if you do follow me on Instagram, Kelly, you'll see that with a lot of my posts, I always put you have to be very serious and 100% committed, because it's a two-way street when it's, especially online training. For me, when people come to me, I make them know, look, this is going to be a challenging journey. I'll be there for you, but you've got to be committed, because ultimately I can give them a program, I can give them a meal plan, but it is going to be down to them to actually input that in their daily life. I'm there to support them, but they have to be 100% committed and dedicated.
Yeah, I saw that on the Instagram. I love that you say to people like you need to come into this with your head on straight. Otherwise, you know, don't waste your time or my time, pretty much is what I gather. So I think that's good to be upfront.
I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea. No trainer is. But I like to be quite honest with people in telling them that the journey is never going to be an easy journey. But then for me, anything that's worth having in life is usually a little bit challenging anyway. And I think if they know what to expect from the get-go, it doesn't come as a surprise to them, because it actually isn't the training that's the most challenging. It's the nutrition, because that's a 24-hour thing. And that's where people really have to have the mental battle and the mental strength to achieve that constantly. So I like to be honest with people from the get-go. I don't say to people, oh, it's going to be a walk in the park, you're going to achieve these results in 2 weeks. That's just not how I operate as a trainer. And I think people know that when they come to me.
And you know what I think is interesting, and I'm not sure if someone's told you this or not yet, but I think you actually inspire people that are not even officially quote unquote training with you, because I know when I see your Instagram posts, especially when it comes to nutrition, if you're like, I'm just eating this pancake or whatever it is, and you have it all like worked out, I'm like, Kelly, do not eat ice cream today. Like, so you inspire me from afar. So
it's actually really funny, Kelly, because quite a few people say that. They're like, oh my god, I see your post. I'm like, okay, let's not have that Snicker bar. and you know, it's really funny, because I when I train my clients, and it isn't just for me training them and telling them what to do, it's also educating and re-educating, and I don't like to say to people, you've got to cut out everything completely. I believe that you can have everything in moderation, but the key word is moderation. So I'm never one of those trainers that says you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And, I did an interview before, and they said to me, Janet wants a chocolate cake. Can she have a chocolate cake? And I said, of course she can, because you can't get fat overnight, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to sort of say to people, don't eat this and don't eat this. I just try and let people stop and think, you know, do I really need to have that? Have I had maybe two of these today, and do I need a third? So it's just maybe making people sort of think about, do they really need to have it?
Well, like, I swear to God, you definitely influenced me, because I see your posts come up a lot and I'm like, oh yeah, be on track. So you are influencing many people, Paulette, even if you're not officially training them.
I'm watching you, Kelly, all the way over here.
No doubt. I swear to God. And like, you know what I find inspiring too, is like, I think actually, like, you know, I'm going to say this, you and I haven't talked about this off air, but like, I think you and I personality wise would get along really well, because once I have a goal and I'm very focused, I follow that through. And so I love how you are like that. Cause I find find a lot of people can be wishy-washy. And I even think some trainers end up not meaning to be, but you end up being a little wishy-washy because your clients probably whine a lot. And so
you are absolutely 100% accurate. And I just can't do that. And I know sometimes, I mean, I've got clients sometimes that they just don't want to see me. They don't want to talk to me. And it's probably because I'm telling them what they don't want to hear, but need to hear. And I just try and remind people, look, you know, I didn't sign on because or take you on because I want to be your friend. You've come to me for a reason. And I try and reiterate that to people that I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not a nasty person. But if you've come to me for a goal, then you've hired me. And I take that really important that I need to get you where you need to be. But a lot of the times what I'm going to tell you is probably not what you want to hear, but you need to hear. So I'm not wishy-washy in any way, shape or form. I just, it's not my character. And I think you're right, Kelly. We probably would get on. But if I have a goal, I'm going to stick to it. You know, I won't deviate from it at all.
That's perfect. Now, joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show, celebrity trainer Paulette Siblis. You can follow her on her website, paulettesiblis.com, and of course, grab all of her social media handles. I did want to ask you, Paulette, in your mind, what's the best part of your career? What's the best part of your job that you love so much?
It's actually meeting people. I love to meet people and traveling as well. I mean, those are the two things. Obviously training, but that's training me. But I absolutely love meeting people, traveling, and really helping people and educating people, because there really is still, with the wealth of information that we have available to us, I still feel, and sadly, particularly amongst women, that there's still a lot of miseducation as to what we've been told over the years we should do. So, you know, I kind of am that person who's doing what she absolutely loves and getting paid for it. So I'm blessed, I really, and I'm grateful also. But I think it's meeting people, because I'm a bit of a people person.
That's awesome. And I did want to ask you this. When it comes to the fitness industry in general, I've noticed that, you know, there's a lot of people that call themselves after 10 minutes some sort of personal trainer, and they've said that they're qualified doing this, that, and something else. And I know that that can be misleading. Like, for example, I'm in karate, and I get a lot of, you know, parents that ask me, you know, what school should I sign my kid up to? And I said, the best thing you make sure is that they don't promise that your kid's going to get a black belt in 2 years. I'm like, that's not what's going to happen. So what do you want to say to people, Paulette, who are thinking of getting a trainer or thinking of going down that route? Like, what do you want them to look out for so that they don't get the wrong person?
So I think a lot of it is really, you need to ask very honest questions of that trainer. You know, what are their philosophies? And if, you know, if it's someone who's promising you that you are going to drop, you know, 14 pounds in a week's time, or then you need to ask yourself, you know, and you're only training with them once a week, is that really feasible for me to achieve that? Or if it's something that they're saying to you, it's got to be extreme. I know people come to me, Kelly, and I probably lose people that don't sign up with me, because I say to them, look, you know, if you need to lose a lot of weight, you need to give yourself X amount of time. And it's, again, like I said earlier, people want a quick fix. And unfortunately, social media creates a lot of that. You know, you look and you see everyone's pictures look perfect. And, you know, you're seeing lots of transformations, and you're seeing these really extreme transformations in very short periods of time. And while it's possible, I think if you're training with someone maybe 4, 5, 6 times a week, you need to ask yourself and ask the trainer those tough questions. What did it take? How often was that person training with you? What was their diet? What was they doing? And ask tough questions. Don't just go by the sales patter that they're giving you. Ask the tough questions that you need to ask. And just ask, how long do you feasibly think it will take me to lose X, Y, and Z? I get asked that often, and I usually say to people, I don't know. And they're quite surprised when I give them that answer, because I don't know how their body's going to respond. And I would be lying if I said to them, you're going to lose that in 2 or 3 weeks' time. So I like to be quite upfront right from the beginning, you know. And I think honesty is important. And I think if it's, people should say, well, that sounds a little bit too much to be true, then if you've got a doubt in your mind, I would say to you, walk away. And I would say that with anything, you know, listen to your instincts. They're there to tell you when something isn't right.
And Paulette, when it comes to you and a particular client, and I'm sure obviously this is different for all of your clients, but how long do they normally spend with you? Because, and I'm sure a lot of people want to continue on with you even if they reach their goals.
Yeah, so initially the program, some people sign on for 6 weeks, some sign on for 12. But most of my clients stay with me for a lot longer because there is that accountability that I give them. They have to do continuous, I call it homework, but it's checking in with me. It's me seeing what they're doing. So a lot of my clients will stay on with me even after they've achieved what their initial goal is, because I think in life we all need something that can hold us accountable. Some people are not great at that, and there's nothing wrong with that, and they need that person to hold them accountable. So, I mean, I've got clients who've been with me for years, and they continue to do that. Even though they reach their initial goal, they just want that accountability because they might be too busy, or they've got other things on, work-wise, family life, and just being able to pass the reins over to me. I tell them what to do, when to check in with me, what we need to adjust. It's, so people stay with me for quite a while, usually for quite a while.
Oh, that's awesome. So now I have to get to this next question, because otherwise the Janet fans are going to lose their minds. So,
I know.
So, but I could talk to you all day, so we'll go with that. But I wanted to ask you, so how did you and Janet actually come together? Like, how did that work out?
So I think Randy had initially seen my website and then showed it to Janet, and they saw my website and transformations that I'd done with previous clients, and the rest was history. So I've obviously met Janet. She's based in London. You know, we sat down, we spoke, and you know, that was really how it was. She saw a lot of my previous work, and that was great for me, because it's important that people see what I can achieve. And you know, just really needed to know if I could get her in shape for the tour. So that was literally how we met. They found my website, they looked around, Janet saw some transformation pictures of my previous clients and was impressed and wanted to work with me.
I bet you money, and you can maybe confirm or deny this, but knowing, because obviously I've been a fan of Janet's for many, many years, and I get from her that she, you know, when she has a goal too, like she just needs to be told, do this, this, and this, and it's going to work
Absolutely.
Out. And I feel like that's probably what she saw in you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, because I think, you know, some people maybe would have gone into sort of that interview thinking, oh, you know, I'm just going to tell her what she wants to hear. And again, I never changed anything in how I am. It's going to be challenging, but I can get you there as long as you're focused. And she's so focused. Once she has a goal, that's it. You know, so it obviously makes my job a lot easier when I've got a client who is 100% focused, and she was on it from day one, and the sessions were tough.
I have no doubt. And the fact that you're laughing about it makes me know that it was even tougher than I thought.
I know. I'm laughing because there were days that, you know, Janet was obviously training with me one-on-one, and we were training 4, maybe 5 times a week, and time was not on our side, and the sessions were tough. And I know there were days she did not want to see me.
I also have no doubt about that.
Yeah, there were days I could see that she didn't want to see me, but, you know, she just did it. And, you know, they were tough. And I sometimes we talk about those sessions, and she's like, God, they were so hard for that. But everybody saw when, you know, on the 7th of September last year, how she looked. She looked phenomenal.
Oh my God. She looked amazing. Can you talk to us a little bit, Paulette, about how, cause like from what I understand, if I've done my research correctly, she came to you about 6 weeks after having Issa. And so, and she was very upfront, even on her social media to us, her fans, that she was obviously fairly out of shape at that point. So I wanted to know, I know you guys, like you said, you didn't have time on your hands. You had to really push things to get things going, but how did you even start in that first initial week or two, because obviously you couldn't do anything where she might overdo it and get injured?
Yeah, so I knew I needed the go-ahead, obviously, after any mums just had their baby. I needed the go-ahead from the physician, so I knew she was physically ready to train, but obviously you still have to take it easy in the first week. I actually had planned what I was going to do, because obviously I met her before she actually had Issa, so I'd actually planned what I was going to do with her anyway, and I knew what I was going to do with her. And I started off fairly steady, although she would probably disagree and say I didn't. But for me, it was. And it was just, I knew I had to formulate a plan where it wasn't just to get her fit and losing the baby weight and any excess weight, but I needed to get her fit for the choreography that she does. So that was the plan. And that's why I think we achieved what we achieved in such a short space of time, because it was about a total of 16 weeks. I knew I had to get her actually looking good by probably July, August, because I knew she was going out to LA for rehearsals and I would be joining her afterwards. So I'd actually sat down probably a month before we actually started and formulated what I was going to do. So the exercises that I do, as I said, I think I started her fairly easy, although she'd probably say I didn't. And obviously that was a key for me. We didn't do any specific ab work, obviously, for probably about a month or so after I started training her. So it was just me formulating a plan, and if I needed to change anything as we went along, then I changed it, you know. But thankfully, I didn't. Janet, she's so strong, and she's got muscle memory. She's been training for years.
And how did it go with regards to, because I've seen some of your other interviews, and from what I gather, in a way, you didn't actually do any cardio with her. You were doing it through the weight training, right?
Yeah, we did no steady state cardio, so I didn't get her on any treadmills or anything like that, or didn't send her out for long runs or anything like that. The way I formulated it was we would do maybe three exercises, sometimes four exercises back to back with weights, and she always would have weights. And I think that's where I try to educate people on the power of using weights, because we often think, and you know, it's going to get us big and bulky, and it really doesn't. When the muscles are worked in that way, where they are full on, not only are you burning a lot of calories during, but I knew I needed to get her body burning calories when she wasn't with me. And that was key. And when you do kind of what we call steady state cardio, you may burn a lot of calories, say you're on a treadmill, but that pretty much stops as soon as you get off that treadmill. And that was not going to work for us, you know, because time wasn't on our side. So, you know, we were doing compound exercises, which are the big exercises, the big muscle groups, the squats, the lunges, the deadlifts, to make sure she was getting a calorie burn. And I do remember her saying to me after one session, I look like I've been in a swimming pool. That's how much sweat she would have after each session with me. So it was just formulating the plan and making sure that I threw the toughest exercises that I could at her one after the other. So, and we just started to see results pretty quickly. And obviously the diet was key as well. You know, we got her diet on point. She needed to eat more protein. We didn't cut out carbs, everybody. She ate carbs. If you're training hard, you need to eat some carbs. I need to add that in, because everyone's the enemy of carbs and they really shouldn't be. So it was just formulating everything and getting her working as hard as I could.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show, celebrity trainer Paulette Siblis. Follow her on her website, paulettesiblis.com, and you can grab all of her social media handles there as well. Paulette, once you actually got into tour rehearsals, what did you have to change or modify, or however you want to put it? Because obviously now she's dancing X amount of hours a day, and I'm sure you didn't want her exhausted. So how did that work out?
Absolutely right. So once I was on tour and I joined Janet on tour, for me it was maintenance. So it really was making sure that she wasn't injured. Our sessions would be very different. So we didn't need the intensity. She was tiny by then. So the key for me when I'm on tour with Janet is actually to make sure that she stays healthy. And I would often remind people, if she is not healthy and Janet can't do the show, there's no show. So that's paramount for me, you know, making sure that she's eating, that she's sleeping. The hard work had been done before the tour started. So when I'm on tour, people often think I'm, you know, I'm working her to the hilt. It's about maintenance, and that's equally as important, making sure that, you know, she's stretching, that we're not pushing her hard enough. Because, Kelly, you've been to her shows, you've seen the choreography. She's mm-hmm. working out so hard pretty much every day.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Actually, I wanted to ask you about her flexibility, because first of all, I've seen her obviously in pictures from the past from other tours. She actually seems very flexible to me. And one thing I will mention too is just having just seen the tour again recently, not that long ago, when she does the You Want This choreography, which is quite low to the ground. I always tell everybody, they're like, how was the show? And I'm like, she does that choreography like it's still back in 1994. Like, it's amazing. So I just wanted to know, yeah, about her flexibility and how you keep that on point.
So again, it's making sure that she's stretching before the shows, stretching after the shows also as well. But it's also resting. I think people don't know or forget that the body actually needs rest to actually get stronger. You know, that's where it rests, it repairs itself. So those are important aspects. And sometimes we forget about the rest aspect. We forget about the stretching aspect and also eating. You know, that's really important as well. So those are all paramount for me when I'm with her on tour. And also making sure as well that, you know, there's no unnecessary stress. You know, those are all key things when we're on tour, because tour is not kind of a natural thing. You're not sort of sleeping in your own bed. You're traveling a lot. So it's important that I'm there to ensure that, you know, Janet is taken care of. Every aspect of that is taken care of. And she's just fit and healthy and ready to perform.
Is there a particular time of the night that you want to make sure she's asleep? Because I know with the tour, like, there's different, you know, dates where she's got to be up later than some days. Like, how does that work?
I think in an ideal world, I would love her to be in bed by 10 o'clock. And you know that the show's usually finished later than that. So there really is no time that I can give. It's just, you know, getting her back, whether we're flying or whether we are going on the tour bus. It's just making sure that she's going to wind down as soon as that tour, you know, the show has finished. It's just really making sure that as soon as she can, she winds down. And that usually happens every night after the show. So I can't really say a time that she could get into bed, because, you know, it can be different venues. We finish at different times. But it's just making sure that once the show is over, we get her back to where she needs to be and she can rest ASAP.
Perfect. Now, I wanted to ask you as well, I know that you were also training the band and the dancers. I remember I interviewed Little John, the drummer, back in the fall of last year in Toronto. And he told me, he's like, I try to get down there. He's like, Paulette takes us through our paces. So how does that work for the band and the dancers? Because again, they're dancing X amount of times a week. So how do you keep them without them getting injured?
Yeah, so with the dancers and the band, we would usually do a session maybe about 5-6 hours before the show. And again, if they had back-to-back shows, then I'm not going to do a training session with them. It's just working out a time that we can do it and making sure they still need to be fit. You know, and with the dancers as well, it's a lot more. They do so much cardio with their dancing, but for me, it's making sure that we're doing things to keep them strong, strengthening out their legs, because the areas on dancers where they typically can have problems can be the knees. So for me, it was making sure that, you know, their legs are strong, we're doing exercises. So it wasn't really so much cardio-based, it's more resistance and strength-based. For someone like Little John, it would be core, because you think about how he's always sitting down, he needs that core strength. So it was just really, again, formulating the sessions that I did with the band and with the dancers, that it was adequate for them. And we had fun. We had a good time. I had fun anyway. I don't think they always had fun, but I had fun.
And I know on some of her other tours, it was mentioned that she would have, like, massage therapists around. Were you guys doing that this time around to make sure they stayed limber?
Yeah, so we don't have a massage therapist at every single show, but there is one on hand, obviously, if they need that, because that's an important part. But on days off, they would do things like that and ensure that they, you know, they're getting a massage in, sports massage in, because those are all important for the recovery. And I think I'm going to reiterate again, the recovery is just as important, if not more so, than the training, because that's where your body is actually getting fitter and stronger. And if you don't allow your body time to rest, one, you risk injury, but two, you're never actually going to get the benefits of the training session. So days off are equally as important as well for things like that.
I know in the past, Janet has said about her training that, and you know, she's had amazing trainers in the past before as well.
Absolutely, she has.
But I think she came on Oprah once and basically said she hates working out, but I know she knows she needs to do it. I'm just wondering, does she actually have an exercise, Paulette, that she likes? Like, is there something she likes to do?
I can tell you maybe that she doesn't like to do.
No doubt.
Let me think. You know, I think she's really strong in a lot of maybe the back exercises that we do. So the rows, the dead rows, the bench presses, push-up. She is so strong on those. I think probably the exercises that she doesn't like is the ones that we all hate, and I equally hate, you know, the squats, the lunges. Those are the challenging ones. But yeah. I don't know if there's a specific one she likes, but there's some that she's good on. Back, chest, shoulders. She's so super strong. She really is.
And I want to know if you and Janet have ever had the discussion, because obviously I'm sure now that you're part of the Janet family, you realize just the amount of influence and impact that she has on her fans. Like, we just love her so much, and you know, she's done so much for us with her music and just her essence of who she is. So I'm just wondering, did you guys ever have a chat about the fact that she is not only this role model in being an artist and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I've looked up to her in the past about staying in shape. So does she know that? Like, does she know that people look to her and be like, yeah, she's, and especially because she's so real, because she's been very honest about her battles with her weight in her book and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So do you have those discussions ever?
Yeah, we do, actually. And I remember one of the very first times we had that discussion, I said, you know, this is something you should really document, because people really aspire to what you've achieved. And I think, Kelly, the honesty, you know, I've been a fan of Janet for many, many years. And I think it's the honesty. People like those that are real, that are honest. And she always has been that way. And I remember saying to her, you know, these are journeys that I sometimes have to remind Janet what she's achieved, because I don't think sometimes she would maybe really remember this is what you've achieved, you know, especially when she had Issa and we got her into shape. And I said, this is what people really aspire to and look up to you for. So we've had those discussions many a time. And it's me sometimes reminding her just of, because it's easy for us all to beat ourselves up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just remind her of, you have to remember what you achieved. You know, when I started with Janet, she was 51. She just had a baby and we got her into shape in 4 months. So sometimes I would have to remind her, and I'd say to her, do you remember the sessions? And that would trigger something, because for me, that's powerful. And she inspired me to just keep going also as well, because we all have our tough days, and she's amazing to be around. She really is.
I can't imagine. Like, I just know how much she inspires us from afar. So I think it's amazing that you were able to sort of glean that from her and to remind her. Because I think sometimes it's funny. And I'm going to get your opinion on this too. Because some people ask me again, especially because I just saw the tour and all that, and they're like, you know, how was it? How awesome? Especially because some people have that thing like, oh, she's over 50, and I said she's dancing and singing like she's 27. Like, she's amazing. And the thing that I've noticed, and especially now that I know that you've been a fan of hers for a while, I'm wondering if you noticed this, because, for example, on the Velvet Rope tour, that's my, you know, one of my favorite tours. I think she did such a bang up job on that. But when I saw her on that tour, she was so focused, right? Like, you'd see on stage, and I know she was having fun. I know she loved her audience, but you could just see she was almost like in a zone, I think, to make sure that her fans and that were getting the best possible show she could ever put on for everybody. And with this last tour, I've noticed in her eyes, especially because I was so blessed to be able to be front row the last time I saw you in Saratoga Springs, she just seems to have this like twinkle in her eye now, and like just joy. Like, she just looks like she's really taking it all in for maybe the first time in her life, where she's like, I'm enjoying what I'm doing and my fans are enjoying it with me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think that sometimes it's easy for people to think of a personal trainer as someone who is always on their case, and I'm always saying to Janet, you've got to do this. And that's actually the opposite of what I am, because I think for me, it's important that she does. She may not enjoy the training, but it's important that she enjoys the element of having the trainer around if I'm there, rather than it being kind of a little bit of a nightmare, but also enjoying what she's doing. Because if you enjoy it more, one, your performance is going to be better. Two, it's almost not going to feel like a challenge. And I noticed that also as well, that she just seems to be enjoying the shows more. And she almost seems more relaxed for me. I totally agree with you. I saw that also as well, particularly on this last tour.
Yeah, it's amazing, because I like, it's still the Janet that we've known for years, but there's just this element, like you said, where she's more relaxed. And I just feel like she's taking it all in. Like, she's realizing, like, she's done all this work for all this amount of years, and her fans still love her, and we're behind her 1,000%, and she's earned all of this, and she should enjoy it.
Absolutely. She should enjoy it. And that's the key, you know. You have earned it, Janet. You know, enjoy it. You absolutely enjoy it, you know. take all the accolade and enjoy it. And she does. I agree with you, Kelly. I saw that a lot on this last tour. I really did.
Do you think that's because now she's a mom? Do you think some level of that has brought her to this place, maybe?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I know when I became a mom, your output in life is very different and your priorities change. And maybe things that you really thought were a major issue before you became a parent are no longer, because the joy that you see in your child's life, I mean, when you see Janet with Ethi, you just see that, you know, he is her world. And your priorities do change and you can enjoy things much more because you have this bundle of joy that you have to look after. And then your priorities change. You just don't stress about the small things that you may stressed about before, which are really not important because you have this little human being that, you know, depends on you and wants to see a happy, stress-free mum. And, you know, we're not always stress-free. There are days that we're stressed, but as a parent, you don't want that every single day around your child. And I see Janet with Issa and it's just incredible to see. She would sometimes bring him into the start of the session and it would be great to see her, that he would go back upstairs. It'd be great. And it was, I think that's played a major role in how she is and who she is now.
That's fantastic. Now, I have to ask you about this. I'm so happy to see you in the new video, Made for Now, Paulette Sibless, acting debut.
Did you spot me?
Oh, I spotted you right away. I was like, there she is.
I know, that silver hair. I was so blessed when Janet asked me. I just was absolutely blown away when she said, you know, Paulette, I would like to in the video. And, you know, Kelly, it was just, you know, I see it. And it's funny because she's in New York and she sent me a video recently and they were in Times Square and the video was in Times Square. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in Times Square. So, yeah, even now, sometimes I watch the video. I'm like, wow, you know, who can say that you've been in Janet's video? So it was great. It was such good fun filming. It really was such good fun.
That's awesome.
Filming.
How was it? Like, did they give you a bunch of options about what you got to wear, or were they like, Paulette, you're wearing this?
They wanted me in latex.
Well, you can carry, you can pull it off.
Yeah, they wanted me in latex. And I thought, yeah, oh, hell yeah. So it was great. It really was. I mean, latex it's a strange thing to wear because you sweat so much, but the sweat's contained within you.
Okay.
So you can almost feel it building up. But I loved what I was wearing. I think it was very me.
It was awesome.
Some heels.
You look fantastic. It was great. Well, and we're so happy to have you there. I think it's, again, because I feel like now, whether you want it or not, you're part of the Janet fan family, right?
Yeah, so. And I feel that. The welcome, even at the shows, you know, I always go, as you know, Kelly, I always, before the show, will walk around. And the welcome I always receive from the Jan fan is just absolutely amazing. Everybody's welcomed me, made me feel so welcome. And it's phenomenal. It really is. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Now, I wanted to ask you before I let you go, what is up next for Paulette? Because I know, like, you're back in London now, but I'm assuming you've still got some Janet work to do and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we always do. So, there's other things that are coming out which I can't mention. So,
yep.
There's always loads going on, interviews, and you never know really what's going to happen. Things can change, but, you know, obviously there's my personal training business. For now, I've literally just got back, so I'm battling jet lag at the moment. But there's loads to still come, so watch this space, as they say.
Perfect. And I know with you being back in England at the moment, so do you have to keep checking in on with her several times a day or week just to make sure that she's still feeling great about where she's at?
Yeah, we do. And you know, we communicate. She might send me a message, or we might, you know, do a voice call or a video call. So there's always that accountability and that communication there. But again, it's not a question of, you know, I want her to always, you've got to be doing this and you've got to be doing this, you've got to be doing this, because she's where she needs to be. So if we need to work on things, we'll do that when she comes back to London. But for now, you know, she's just enjoying the ride, the new video. It's just amazing, the new song. So we're always going to have work to do, you know. But it's never going to be as tough as what we had to do when I first started working with her. So, and I remind her of that often.
That's amazing. And I did want to ask you this. I know you said you're very selective about who you end up working with, but if someone did want to work with you or pitch themselves to you to work with you, how would you like them to go about doing that?
So I always say to people, go to my website and contact me via my website. It's paulettesiblis.com, or on my Instagram, you can send me a direct message and then we can communicate there. And so, you know, one of the things I want to say to people is, I don't turn people away just for the sake of turning people away. Reach out to me. And sometimes people might think, oh, you know, it's Janet's trainer, I don't want to work with her, or she might not want to work with me. Please reach out to me, because I work with people from all walks of life. You know, I don't work with all celebrities. I work with people from all walks of life. So, you know, if you're looking for a trainer, please reach out to me and we can take it from there.
Perfect. Now, on behalf of all the Janet fans, I just want to thank you so much for, first of all, being just such a lovely person. Every time I've met you, you've been so sweet and kind to me, which I appreciate. And I see how you are with the other fans, and we just love you so much. And then further to that, thank you so much for taking care of our girl, because we know you've done such a great job, and we could see she's in such a healthy place, and I know that you're part of that reason. So we send you a big hug, all of us from over here in Canada and the States, and of course all around the world. Thank you so much for being who you are and doing what you do.
That's my pleasure. Much love to everyone.
That celebrity trainer, Paulette Siblis. Again, make sure you check her out on her website, paulettesiblis.com, and grab all of her social media. And here's the woman she helps keep in outstanding physical shape. It's Janet Jackson with her latest song, Made for Now, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Janet Jackson, I come.
I can live it for the moment. Go. I don't stop, I celebrate the feeling.
No.
I grow up, I can live it for the moment. I don't stop, I celebrate the ceilings.
No!
guys have had an incredible year with the success of their song Body, which recently won the iHeartRadio MMVA for Song of the Summer. It's Loud Luxury with their latest release called Love No More, featuring vocals from Anders on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Say it ain't so. Why you acting like I don't know? Things between us getting cut though. It ain't adding up. Think I had enough, enough. I could see through you. You did everything you said you wouldn't do. You're praying I don't find somebody new.
Featuring Anders with Love No More on The Kelly Alexander Show. And you can show your support for the guys by following them on their social media at Loud Luxury. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on the program this week. We always appreciate it. A big thank you as well going out to our guest, personal trainer Paulette Siblis. Of course, a big shout out as well to our producer, Adam Brisson, for pushing all the right buttons. And we'd love for you to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. Have an excellent week. You and I'll chat soon.